Wonderful is the Lord. Wonderful, 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 wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Wonderful
is the Lord.
Glorious, 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 glorious is the Lord, glorious is the Lord, glorious, 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 glorious. Awesome, 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 awesome is the Lord, awesome is the Lord, awesome, 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 awesome. Awesome, 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 yeah, remember me, oh Lord, remember me, oh Lord, remember me, oh Lord, today. Remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord. Tonight. Remember me, remember me. Remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord, tonight. Remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord, tonight. King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. The host of the guests. The Lamb of the Lamb. The Lord of Shalom. The leader of the valley. The Lion of the tribe of Judah. The Lord of the Light of the Master of our thunder. The Lord of the Light of the Master of our fire. You are Jehovah the Lord. You are Jehovah the Messiah. You are Jehovah the Messiah. You are Jehovah the Messiah. For this day. In your life tonight. God shall rise in your life tonight. God shall rise in your life tonight. God shall rise in your life tonight. He shall be right with you. God shall stop your enemies tonight. God shall make that big impossibility possible in your life tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Let's have our seat now. If you're happy to be here tonight, shout three, hallelujah. God shall arise in your life tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Our General Overseer, Dr. D.K. Olukoya, Mountain of Fire Miracles Ministries Worldwide. Greetings also to each and every one of you from our mother in the Lord, Pastor Mrs. Shade Olukoya. It is well with you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I can see the glory of God risen upon each and every one of us that sit here. Nobody that has stepped into this mountain tonight shall go back home the same. In the mighty name of Jesus, something fantastic must happen to you tonight. When you walk out of this place tonight, there shall be automatic recognition. In the mighty name of Jesus. Tonight, before I go into the flesh of the message of tonight, which is Holy Ghost vomited, I want to make at least four statements. Statement number one. God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, has ordained that in life there shall be ups and downs. That is statement number one. Statement number two. While the ups are the sweet and the bitter part of life, the downs are the bitter and the worst part of life. Statement number three. The mystery and interesting part is that everyone created by God must take the two sides, that is, the ups and the downs. Statement number four. John 10:10 says that the thief cometh but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. life. You shall have it abundantly tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. 3 John 2 says, God wishes above all things that we prosper and be in health as our souls prosper. But there are rights and rights and ways of life. Tonight, by the special grace of God, all the ways of life shall be answered in the mighty name of Jesus. I say all the ways of life shall be answered. In the mighty name of Jesus. Statement number 5, Isaiah 43, verse 2 says, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. They shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. God allows us to pass through such waters, all the stages of life, so that his signs and wonders shall manifest in our lives. Statement number 6, Psalm 56, verse 8. Thou my wanderings, put down my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? Many of us, as we are here, we have shed tears secretly, at night and in the open, even because of the situation around us. But again, tonight, remember the words of the psalmist that says, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. I believe the words of the psalmist that tonight the Lord God himself will neither slumber nor sleep. In the mighty name of Jesus. Statement number 7. God shall do it and do it better than we have been doing before. Every time a believer is involved in what you call the downs and the up of life, you shall rise again. Amen. I said you shall rise again. Amen. I said you shall rise again. Amen. I said you shall rise again. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. It's all about the exodus again. Let go. Arise. And his enemies discarded. Let go. Arise. And his enemies discarded. Let go. From verse 1 says, let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so as wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. I say you shall rejoice. Amen. I say you shall rejoice. Amen. I say you shall rejoice. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. When God arises in the man's life, his enemies are scattered, and all those before him flee in terror. Your enemies shall flee in terror. Amen. I said your enemies shall flee in terror. In the mighty name of Jesus. You must ask yourself that how does God arise in a person's life? How does God arise in a person's life? When does God arise in a person's life? Is it that a person praying, oh God, arise in my life and put my enemies to flight? What must you do for God to arise in the situation in which you have found yourself? Beloved, tonight, the Holy Spirit shall give us answers to all these prayers. In the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, when you say, let God arise, God to arise. Allow God to arise. This says that there is a responsibility on your part. There is also a responsibility on your part to allow God to arise in our lives. What you do not desire, you do not deserve. By the strength of God, God shall arise in your lives. I said, God shall arise in your lives. In the name of Jesus, John 1, verse 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And what does that mean? It means that first and foremost in our lives, God has implanted His Word into the bottom of our lives. Secondly, God does not need to patch open the heavens to arise for your sake. Tonight, heaven shall arise for your sake. Amen. Heaven shall arise for your sake. Amen. In the name of Jesus, tonight, as we begin to arrive, as we begin to meditate on the word of God, something fantabulous, something wonderful shall manifest in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, let God arise. Let God arise. Let God arise. When will God arise in your life? When do you expect God to arise in your life? We have read the Bible. Some of us have read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. But we have a point of view. There's a time when the enemies of Israel busted against them. The soldiers busted against them, asking them, where is God in their lives? Where is God in their lives? And little David, as he was on them, looked at them and said, who are these people? Who are these uncircumcised Philistines busting against the soldiers of the Almighty God of Elijah? And what will happen to them? What happened to Goliath? With one stick, with a stick and a stone, that stone with that sting hit the head of Goliath. Tonight, your poor arrows, your poor bread shall eat the butter in the mighty name of Jesus. I said, tonight, your poor arrows shall eat the butter in the mighty name of Jesus. When does God arise in your life? When does God arise in your life? When afflictions says, affliction shall not rise up the second time in your life. I pray for each and every one of you gathered tonight that affliction shall not rise up the second time in your life in the name of Jesus. Number three, when does God arise in your life? When does God arise in your life? When you are financially down and out. And the Lord is saying to you, you shall prosper as you so prospered. You shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. I said, you shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. When does God arise in your life? Number four. When God shall all around you, all roads around you, both unimaginable, are closed by the enemy. And the Lord is talking to your spirit man. And he's saying to you, is there anything too difficult for me to do? Whatever the situation in your life tonight, as you are taking this place, that shall be solution by fire. I said that shall be solution by fire. I said that shall be solution by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, when does God arise in your life? When does God arise in your life? Are you in a situation where you know, or don't you know, or don't you do what you know yourself? I'm singing old songs into your spirit. I'm singing songs of impossibility in your spirit. And Lord God is reminding you. And Lord is speaking to your spirit man. The Lord is speaking to your spirit man that all things are possible for those who believe. All things are possible for those who believe. And you begin to hear the angels of the living God singing to your ears. Singing to your ears. It makes impossibility possible. It makes impossibility possible. It makes impossibility possible. It makes impossibility possible. Where will God arise in your life? When will God arise in your life? Number six. When household enemies and external when they have proven failure into everything concerning you, when they begin to rejoice, when they begin to sing their own old tunes, and the Lord appear in your presence, and the Lord begin to sing to you, He can never, never fail. He can never, never fail. He can never, never fail. Jesus is hallelujah. He can never, never fail. He can never, never fail. He can never, never fail. Jesus the same forever. When will you arrest your life? When will you arrest your life? Number seven. When God arrives in front of you, the enemy is saying no. He's saying no to your mental life. The enemy is saying no to your position. The enemy is saying no to your produce. The enemy is saying no to your transformation. The enemy is saying no to your information. The enemy is saying no, 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 no to everything around you. And the Lord just begins to say to you, and suddenly the Lord appears in the temple. The Lord appears in the temple, and the Lord begin majestically to walk around, begin to move around you, begin to move around you, and begin to sing into your ears. It shall be well with you. 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 Steps number 9. Number 8. When does God arise in your life? When will you arise in your life? When we arise in your life, when the threat of the enemies become too violent, when they begin to threaten you, when they begin to harass you, when they begin to speak evil of you, when they begin to broadcast evil about you, when they begin to advertise evil about you, they begin to threaten you, and the Lord says to your ears, He said, behold, they are threatening. He said, behold, they are threatening. He said, behold, they are threatening. And He sets His military angels, and they begin to scatter them. They begin to scatter them. Tonight, your enemies shall be scattered. 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 In the name of Jesus. Statement number 9. When does God arise in your life? When does He arise in your life? When you look left, right, and center. When the enemies begin to say, it is finished with you. When they begin to say, it is finished with you. Who can say it is finished with you? When the Lord has just said, it is finished with you. And the Lord begin to remind you of His word in the Psalms. And He begin to say, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, who maketh heaven and earth. Keepeth Israel, neither sleep nor slumber. The Lord will not slumber in your life. The Lord will not sleep in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. When does God arise in your life? Number 10. When does God arise in your life? When you find yourself completely overshadowed by the enemies, and you run to the house of the Lord for help, remembering the words of the Lord in Isaiah 17 verse 1. Saying, but upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance, there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess your possession. I decree in your life tonight, you shall possess your possession. I say you shall possess your possession. I say you shall possess your possession. I say you shall possess your possession. In the mighty name of Jesus. Statement number 11. When does God arise in your life? When does God arise in your life? When powers of darkness, when eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood begin to throw down wickedness into the sun, the moon, and the stars against your life, when they begin to send wicked and negative directions into the spiritual realm against your life, when they begin to fashion tragedy and disaster against your life, and the Lord just drop into your ears. Your spirit and begin to sing into that your spirit and begin to say to you that every disaster fashioned against you and your family backfire. Every disaster, every tragedy, fashioned against you and your family backfire. You get the same. Every disaster fashioned against you and your family. Me and my family. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And you begin now again by station to ask yourself, what will make God arise in my life? What will make God arise in your life? Number one, when you have complete knowledge of the Lord your God, when you have total knowledge of the Lord your God, number two, when you have spiritual understanding of the world around you and the enemies around you. When you have spiritual knowledge of the world around you and the enemies around you. What will make God arise in your life? When you know who Jesus is and who the devil is. What will make God arise in your life? When you have accepted your Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. What will make God arise in your life? When you live a life of holiness. What will make God arise in your life? Statement number 6. When you are watchful. What will make God arise in your life? When you allow the words of God to overshadow your life. When and what will make God arise in your life? When you fast and pray. What will make God arise in your life? When you exhibit spiritual violence. What will make God arise in your life? When you refuse to give up. What will make God to manifest in your life and to arise in your life? When you repent of all known sins. When you run away from all known sins. God shall arise in your life tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, heavens shall fight for you tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, we cannot afford to sit down when God has decided to arise in our lives. Let's rise up on our feet now. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. 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 Let God arise. And his enemy, this cat. Let God arise, and his enemy, this cat. Let God, arise, and his enemy, this cat. Let God. Are you coming here for the first time today? You are not giving your life to Christ. You are not Jesus. You have not said bye-bye to your old ways. Wherever you are in this place, I want you to stretch out your hand or you raise up your hand so that I can see you and can also pray with you. If you are coming here for the first time, you have not given your life to Christ, I want you to raise up your hand. Because the prayers that you need to pray for man, they are prayers that will make God to arise in your life. But what can be said of you that you are praying for man and the Lord refused to arise in your life? The Lord cannot arise in your life if you are not part of God, if you are not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Are you here? You have not done so? Let me see your hand up so that I can pray with you. So that I can pray with you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All of us are born again. The joy of the Lord shall continue to be our strength. In the mighty name of Jesus, you've entered your spirit man. You are going to open your mouth out wide. Yes.
Every power
came to my destiny. What are you waiting for? Die in the name of Jesus. Every power came to my destiny. Thank you, Jesus. 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 You have to open your eyes.
Open
your eyes. Anything that you have to put out of my life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Open your eyes. As you pray, I want to add more fire, more aggression. Oh God of the family, arise,
manifest your power
in my life,
in
the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's a reason why you are here tonight. The Lord has brought you here so that it can arise in your life. So that no matter the nomenclature of the purpose in your life, the Lord shall be the reason of this time. And it shall be the solution of your problems. In the name of Jesus, you are present in this place tonight. That you can never marry. You are telling people to marry. Come to the altar quickly now. They are telling people you can never marry. Come to the altar quickly now. They have told you you can never marry. They have heard incantations. fight against your destiny. You are more than what people say. Jehovah, you are more than what people say. 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 Jehovah, you are more than what people say. Minister, I pray for each and everyone that is before the throne of grace tonight. Your story has changed. Jesus. You are better than this tonight. And you have done exams several times. And you have failed several times. And you are looking towards that exam again. The Lord is saying you should come to the altar now. Your story too has to change. Amen. You cannot fail. Because God has created you is a God. Can never fail. Amen. Come to the altar quickly now. He can never, never fail. He can never, never fail. He can never, never fail. Jesus said forever. Hallelujah. He can never, never fail. He can never, never fail. He can never, never fail. Jesus said forever. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Eternal Rock of Ages, again, we thank you for these lives. Lord, again, I stand here as the servant of the minister. Lord, I pray for each and everyone that is before your throne of grace tonight. I pray for each and every one of you that every arrow, every bullet of failure, organized, arranged, and tied into your life and destiny.
No!
alive.
Amen.
You know what that is?
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
For
tonight. For tonight. For tonight. You enter into your freedom.
Amen.
You enter into prosperity.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
You are blessed.
Amen.
For in Jesus' wonderful name,
amen.
Go back to your seat rejoicingly. Thank you, Jesus. 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 You are here. They are told you that that infirmity cannot be healed. That cancer cannot be healed. Cannot go. But that problem in your life does not have any solution again. God is the solution. God is the solution. God is the solution. Could you come to the altar now? Oh, You are the Lord that He may be. You are Jehovah that I can, you are Jehovah that I hate. You are Jehovah that I give all. By the honor of Jehovah I fall. By the honor of Jehovah I overcome. And by the honor of Jehovah I heal. By His stripes, you are healed.
Amen.
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 In the mighty name of Jesus,
amen.
You are healed in your bones. Masakaro, rakapasakaroshida, be healed in your bones. Kahaha. Wonderful name we pray.
Amen.
Go back to your city, Jocelyn. Go back to your city, Jocelyn. Go back to your city, Jocelyn. It is well with you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Fingers towards the earth. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're going to pray like this. You have problems. Hear the words of the Lord. Die by fire. Die by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That power of impossibility. Working in my life. Be shattered to pieces. Be shattered to pieces. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I can see three persons. Three persons. Angels of Zion, they are standing by you now. Trying to remove your garment of shame. They are standing beside you now. We have to pray. All of us have to pray. So that we manifest instanta. Yes. Oh, yes. Congratulate those brethren, the three of them. I congratulate you all. Your garment of shame will be removed. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to lay your hand on your chest and confess this to yourself personally. Oh God, my Father. Tonight, without receiving a miracle, in the mighty name of Jesus, and I'll go to the world tonight. And finally, before we take our tithes and offering tonight, you are going to pray like this. Oh God, my Father.
Oh God, my Father.
This is me before you tonight. This is me before you tonight.
Make me
a bundle
of
signs
and
wonders in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's bring our tithes and offering.